LIC's RA34,000 crore Adani investment, a deep dive into risks and controversy. Political Nexus, analysing the Adani-Modi relationship. Systemic risks for LIC policyholders and market stability. Washington Post report, key allegations and revelations. Unmesh, Gujarati Sprouts, news exclusive. A Sprouts News, special investigation into LIC's exposure to the Adani Group. We analyse the R34,000 crore investment, the political connections and the potential risks to millions of policyholders. LIC's RS34,000 crore. Adani Group investment. Risk analysis and political fallout. A major international report has cast a spotlight on India's financial giants. The Washington Post alleges pressure on the Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC. This pressure reportedly directed its massive investment portfolio towards the Adani Group. This move involves thousands of crores of public money, raising serious questions. Our Sprouts News special investigation team delves into the details. This substantial financial exposure demands immediate public and parliamentary scrutiny. It links a state-owned financial behemoth with a powerful private conglomerate. The implications for market stability and policyholder security are significant. We examine the facts, figures, and the formidable political connections involved. The anatomy of a RS34,000 crore exposure, Life Insurance Corporation of India, is a trusted national institution. It manages the savings and security of millions of ordinary Indians. Its investment decisions must be beyond reproach, prioritizing security. Recent data shows a significant concentration in Adani Group companies. This exposure totals a staggering sum of approximately 34,000 crore rupees. Such a large bet on a single corporate group raises risk management flags. Market analysts have previously voiced concerns about Adani's debt levels. The Hindenburg Research report earlier amplified these corporate governance worries. Despite this, LIC maintained and even increased its Adani holdings. This strategy appears contradictory to its fiduciary duty for prudent investment. The core allegation is that LIC was pressured to provide support. This support allegedly helped stabilize Adani companies during market volatility. An internal investigation by our team reviews official statements and reports. LIC has consistently denied any external influence on its decisions. It claims all investments are within regulatory frameworks. Political nexus and allegations of preferential treatment. The investment controversy cannot be divorced from the political context. Gautam Adani, the group's chairman, is widely perceived as close to PM Modi. This perception fuels allegations of a symbiotic relationship between government and business. The opposition Congress Party has repeatedly questioned this connection. They demand transparency on the nature of this influential public-private partnership. Critics point to the allocation of major infrastructure projects. Airports, ports, and energy contracts have frequently gone to the Adani Group. This has occurred across India and during the Prime Minister's foreign visits. The coincidence has become a central point of political attack. It creates a narrative of state favoritism towards a single corporate entity. Government agencies like the ED and CBI have not pursued the group aggressively. This contrasts with their actions against other industrial groups and opponents. This perceived immunity further strengthens allegations of preferential treatment. The government maintains that all processes are lawful and impartial. Systemic risks for policyholders and market stability. The ultimate risk rests with LIC's vast base of policyholders. Their lifelong savings form the capital LIC invests in markets. A significant downturn in Adani stocks could directly impact this value. This threatens the financial security of millions of middle-class Indian families. The government, as the ultimate guarantor, must provide clear answers. The concentration risk also poses a threat to India's financial stability. LIC is a systemically important institution akin to a public utility. Its failure or a major loss of confidence could trigger wider economic ripples. The Reserve Bank of India and SEBI must ensure robust oversight mechanisms. their role as independent regulators is now more critical than ever. The Washington Post report highlights a rapid decision-making process. It suggests the finance ministry and Niti Aayog facilitated this investment. This was allegedly to prevent any financial distress for the Adani Group. If true, it represents a direct state intervention in market dynamics. Such actions could undermine India's credibility among global investors. The path forward: demands for transparency and accountability. The ongoing controversy underscores a severe transparency deficit. The Life Insurance Corporation of India must proactively disclose its investment rationale. A detailed, independent audit of its Adani portfolio holdings is essential. This would help restore public confidence in the country's largest insurer. In Parliament, the opposition is right to demand a joint parliamentary committee. A thorough probe must examine the allegations of political pressure. The Finance Ministry owes the nation a detailed statement on the matter. Clarifying its role and the advice it provided to LIC is non-negotiable. Finally, the Securities and Exchange Board of India must act decisively. It should investigate any potential violations of insider trading or market manipulation. Protecting the integrity of India's financial markets is its primary mandate. The future of millions of Indian investors and policyholders depends on it.